You're listening to Howls from Hell,
the fastest way to end your first date
on CKUT 90.3 FM.
That was Loki from Enslaved off of their Titanic album Frost. And before that, you heard, I'm just going to say all of them. You had Thor Arise from Amon Amarth. You had Valhalla from Blind Guardian. You had Odin Owns Ye All from Monogarm. you had Tear from Brothers. Oh man, how many more? Okay, Tear from Brothers of Metal, and then Asgard from Therion. You were listening to Vikings from Hell tonight, my friends. Actually, sadly, that concludes our TED Talk on Viking metal. You've heard from the whole pantheon, and I think I've made my co-hosts sick enough at that, so probably not gonna play any Viking metal next week. But it's been fun.
I mean, it's been great. Old Amon Amarth, they are just so good.
You know what? Amon Amarth is so popular today, and they're still good. But their old stuff, I think, because of their modern day popularity, is extremely underrated now.
Yes, absolutely.
I guess so, yeah. You're right.
Oh, yeah, their first two albums are so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go back to The Avenger and
at
the Golden Halls and stuff like that. And
it's just like listening to super early In Flames. Like, you go back and listen to Subterranean and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. But there's like an aggressive, almost like black metal quality to their older stuff.
Yeah.
Which is like, I would not call it melodic death metal the way I would call their modern day stuff, you know?
Well, in the same way that early Amon Amarth doesn't sound like old stuff, right? Like, that early 90s wave of Scandinavian metal, man, was so good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Amon Amarth definitely kept, the mellow death going, but it was just better.
Yeah.
Twilight is of the Thunder God and everything before that.
So
good. And it's still great, like they do the thing at the concert where they're like, Vikings form the shield wall. You're just like, oh my god, are we a part of this now? Yeah. They do live shows really well.
They're popular for a reason, right?
That's true.
Like, their new stuff might not be my most favorite music, but they're good at what they do.
Yeah, no, that's very true. It definitely makes me miss, metal shows in Montreal, because they would come every year,
How excited are we for when we can finally go to metal shows again, right?
Oh my god, can't wait to do that music.
The next time you're in a wall of death and you lock eyes with the person across from you, and you just know one of you is going to drop kick the other, right? That moment of connection, that's what I miss.
I can't wait to be okay with, pushing myself into another dude.
By the time I'm ready again to be in crowds, I will be too old for mosh pits.
Yeah, there's a lot of pandemic deprogramming we got to do to you. But it's okay, because maybe we can see a band that's all about cybernetic programming. Maybe we can see Ord and Ogin live together. Who knows?
And have the robot top hat Lincoln.
Yeah.
Bring us all together.
Highwayman to show us the way.
You know who's gonna show us the way instead? Spawn of Possession.
Yeah, that's a great transition. I fully endorse this. Everyone should keep it locked because that. Yeah.
Of your estate, this you would learn. Power of the smoke of music, so it's within, it is no fear.
You're listening to Howls from Hell, your weekly dose of Satan on CKUT 90.3 FM.
listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM every second Saturday from 9 until 11 p.m. Follow us on Facebook for updates, track lists, contests, and more. Real Metalheads. Real Metal.
That was Terrorism with The Blessing of Death off the album of the same name, wrapping up 2 hours of heavy metal here on Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. What an evening it was.
Yeah, we went through all of possible Viking metal, and I learned that my dollar bin CD choices are actually pretty good.
Your theme really played out, Sam. Yeah. Some great tracks in there. I think one of my favorites from your picks was definitely Moonlight that we just heard. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're pretty great. They're actually from Quebec City.
Ooh,
shout out to the local bands. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I really liked that little unknown band that you had, Migla. Migla was great.
Apparently in Polish, mgła means fog.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they all say. But actually, your bargain bin taste is quite top quality. You know, it's much, much better than hitting the random ban button on Metal Archives.
That's true. But you would think it should probably be around the same odds, really. Although I guess, you know, I definitely, you know, was going through a bargain bin and picked the albums that had the most like black metal looking album cover, obviously. When you press the random metal band on Metal Archives, you end up with a lot of really weird hair metal.
And you know, in this modern age where black metal is ironic and black metal logos are hipster, I think you have an equally likely chance of picking up some like random indie pop artist who just has like a black metal logo now, because they do exist.
Is that really a thing now?
Yeah, it's a thing now.
Oh god.
So here's to the good old days.
Folks, we're going to be back on in 2 weeks' time. If you like what we do, sign in again then and listen to 2 more hours of metal.
Folks,
until then,
I have a question for the co-host. What is the most metal year in history?
1349.
Folks, enjoy a little bit of 1349 to wrap up the show. Talk again in 2 weeks' time. Peace, Montreal.
Excited. Sister, crazy, not standing by.